Today's daf is Psachim daf Memvav, and we are at the Mishnah, 21 lines from the top of daf Memvav Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Tova Rivka Esther bas Hensha Genendel, Beruria Chana bas Bracha Rivka, Yocheved bas Toba Fega, Ruven ben Leah, and Shloime Yitzchak ben Anet. Chana. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miro, and today's daf is being learned to Ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. Zok the Mishnah. Botzei kacheresh. So a cheresh is someone that cannot hear. Sometimes a cheresh also means someone that cannot talk. Says the Mishnah, if you have dough, that's botzeik hacheresh. So what does that mean? Rashi says you can't tell whether the dough has leavened, it turned chametz, or whether it did not leaven, it did not turn chametz. So ordinarily, there are simonim in dough that are giveaways as to whether the dough became chametz or whether it did not become chametz. This dough, however, has no simon, and it's for that reason it's called a botzeik hacheresh. Rashi says that the hesber in the mashal is that just like a cheresh has ears, so he has simonim as if he's able to hear, yet he cannot hear. In the same vein, this botzeik is throwing us for a loop a little bit. So says the Mishnah, im yesh kayoitza boisha hichmitz hareza asr. If the same time that you needed this dough, you needed other dough, the other dough does have simonim that it became chametz, that then would mean that presumably this dough became chametz as well, and as a result, it will be asr. So if there's no way to know minei ubei from within this dough whether it became chametz, if you needed it with other dough, so presumably whatever happened to one happened to the other, the same amount of time lapsed because they were needed together, then the halachas would be asr. Says the Gemara, ein shom ki yotzei b'mal. What should you do if you don't have any other dough? Meaning, what would be if all the dough that you needed is batzei kacheresh? Now what? Amrav Shem ben Lakish, Rabavo said the name of Shem ben Lakish, kidei sheyelech adam mimigdol nunya l'tverya, if it the amount of time lapsed that it takes to get from migdol nunya till tverya, which is how much time a mil, then you would have to assume that the dough leavened and it's chametz. If, however, less than that amount of time passed, then you don't have to worry about it. So what's the time frame? It's the amount of time that it takes to get from Migdal Nunya to Tverya, which is also a mill. Frank, we have a name of a mill, so just say a mill. Why are we getting involved in Migdal Nunya and Tverya? What's that adding? If the shear is a mill, then just say a mill. Hakamashmon, the shear of the mill, can be Migdal Nunya v'at Tverya. This Amira Rish Lakish wanted to teach people, in case you don't know what a mill is. So a mill is a measurement. But what if I don't know what the measurement is? So if the amount of time that it would take to travel from Migdol Nunya until Tverya, that is what the shear is, and that is what a mill is. So how much is a mill, practically speaking? So it's a machlokes hapoiskim. There are a few different shiurim, and actually this is something that's going to come up later in the Masechta when we learn the famous Rabbeinu Tam with regards to Tchila Shkiyah and Soif Shkiyah and the different zmanim. That's a sugya that we left on the table throughout the entire Masechta Shabbos. So it's something that Be'ezus Hashem we're going to get to later in Masechta's Psachim, but as it relates to a mil, which again is important in many different areas in Halacha, it ranges from 18 minutes to 24 minutes. So that's why we know that if you allow the dough to rise for 18 minutes, you have a problem. What's the makar? It's this sugya. It's based on the fact that l'chumra, the shear of a mill, is 18 minutes. If that's the case, if 18 minutes passed from when you needed it, then we assume that it rose to the point that it became chametz. Amar Rabavo, Amar Rab Shimon ben Lakish, legabel uletfila ulenetilas yadayim arba milin. So there's three areas in halacha that have the same punchline, four milin. So what are these three areas? The first one is legabel. Rashi says, if somebody was hired to knead somebody else's dough, and the keli that he has is tameh, if he's going to knead the dough in a keli tameh, then the dough is going to be tameh, which is fine. You can eat chulin betumah, but it's certainly not lekatchila. The question is, does this gabel, this person that's being paid to knead, does he have an obligation to go now and toivel this keli? So like this, the chulin will be able to be eaten betairah. Said Rabbi Vo in the name of Shimon ben Lakish, the answer is yeah. However, only up until 4 milin. So to travel up until 4 milin, so if it's 18 minutes, it's 18 times 4, 72 minutes, that's how far he'd be obligated to travel in order to take care of this. But if it's going to take more than dollar milin, then it's fine. Then you just need it. Betoma, you don't worry about it. The second one, and this is famous, is litfila. It's like Rashi. What does that mean? Somebody is traveling and it comes time to daven. The question is, do I have to continue now and go to a Beis HaKnesses? Or can I daven by myself? Now, what's the difference if I daven by myself or if I daven in a Beis HaKnesses? Presumably, the difference would be Tefillah B'Tzibur. If you're by yourself, you don't have Tefillah B'Tzibur. If, however, I continue on and I make it to a shul, I could have Tefillah B'Tzibur. So the halacha is up until 4 milin, you're obligated to travel. 72 minutes, get in your car, and or start walking. That's something you're obligated to do. But more than dollar milin, that's not something you have to do. And finally, the TLC night, if somebody wants to eat bread, so you have to wash your hands before you eat bread. The question is, how far out of my way do I have to go to get water to be mekayim the mitzvah of tilas yadayim before I eat bread? The answer again is 4 milin. So Rabbi Vo said in the Nemar Reish Lakish, 3 halachos that in a gay adalad minim, legabel, litfila, and lenatilas yadayim. Amar Rav Nachum by Yitzchak. So Rav Nachum by Yitzchak heard this statement said over in Beis Medrash, and he said, I have two comments. Shtei tshuvas b'davar. Number one, Rabbi Vo didn't say it, Ivoy Amra. Ivoy was one of the Amiram. Sounds like Rabbi Vo. You could see why somebody would get confused between Rabbi Vo and between Ivoy, but he said it wasn't Rabbi Vo. It was Ivoy, number one. Number two, Varbo Amar. And he said it not only with regards to 3 halachos, but 4 halachos. Meaning, we had 3 halachos, Legabe, Letfil, and Letilas Yedayim, all 3 halachos, the halacha of Arba Milin, said Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, number one, Ivoy said it, number two, he said it with regards to four. So what's the fourth halacha? The Chodim Inayu Ibud, the time when the Mishnah of Kulan She'ibdu, Oy Shehilech Behen Kedei Avoida Tahirim Chutz Mi'ar Ha'adma. So the context over there is Ar, skin. Is it considered part of the basar, or is it not considered part of the basar? So for example, if you have a dead behemoth, also known as a nevela. A nevela is something you're not allowed to eat. In addition to not being able to eat a nevela is also tame. So the question is, the R of a behema, that's a nevela, is it tame or is it not tame? So it says the Mishnah, all the different oirois, all the hides of animals, she'ibdan, if they were processed, they went through the tanning process, if somebody walked on them to hire, and at that point, they're viewed not as being part of the animal anymore, they're not going to be a source of tuma. There's no tumas nevela, meaning going to be tar. Chutz mi'ara adam, ara adam of a human being, that's ready to become a kidei avoida. So Mishnah said, if somebody would walk on it, the shear of kidei avoida, at that point it would be tar. What is that shear? Amar Rav Evoy, Amar Rav Yanai, kidei hiluch arba milim. If you would walk on it, the shear of arba milim, 72 minutes, at that point, halacha is it would be tar. It would lose its status as tumah. So that's the fourth halacha, where you have this halacha of arba milim. So again, we have 3 halachas or 4 halachas, 2 different ischais, that in a gay of this din of sometimes you're obligated to travel, how much? Up until 4 milas. Amr Rav Yitz, Rav Chanin, a very important caveat. All these halachas were only said, Ela Lefanav. Meaning, I'm traveling in a certain direction, and I know I'm going to have to daven. The question is, can I stop and daven now, or do I have to continue on until I find a minyan? So if the minyan is in the direction that I'm traveling to, so then there's an obligation to continue up until 4 milin. The same is true regarding legabel, same is true netilas yadayim, same is true for these halachas. Aval achra, but to go backwards, to go out of my way, afilu mil enechoyz. Not only don't you have to go back 4 milin, but even 1 mil you wouldn't have to go back. Rav Acha said, one thing I can be medayed from this, umina, from this we can infer that mil hu de'enech chayzer, it's true, a full mil you wouldn't have to go back, hapachas mi mil chayzer, but less than mil is something that you would have to go back for. So either way, we end off this discussion with a little bit of a digression. But the context was the halachas of chametz, specifically if you have dough and you don't know if the dough became chametz if it didn't become chametz. Ordinarily, there are certain simonim in the dough that are giveaways that's going to tell you if it's chametz or not. I have dough and I have no way of knowing. So if I can look at other dough that I needed at the same time and use that as a reference, that's something I'd be able to do. But im ein sham kiyotze by mao, what if I don't have that? So there the shir is, kidei sheyelech adam mi migdol nunya letveya, which is a mil, which lechumra, we always assume is 18 minutes, even though there are other shitas. Again, we'll get into this later in the masakta. Once we mention the halacha of a mil, why the halacha of a mil? Because that's the amount of time it takes for dough to rise, for it to become chametz. So we mention other halachas that are related to mil, other halachas that are related to 4 milim, most notably the halacha of tefillah b'tzibur, which is a whole different discussion. What should a person do if he has dough? It's yontif, and the dough became tameh. He wants to be mafresh challah, because if he's not going to be mafresh challah, so he's not going to be able to eat the dough. Challah is to dough what truma is to peiros. If you're not mafresh challah, you have no ability to eat it. The problem is that the dough became tameh, and because the dough became tameh, you have a little bit of an issue. So let's just talk it through. What's the issue? You can't eat it. because you're not allowed to eat challah tmeah. A zar is never allowed to eat challah because challah is like truma. Even a kohen that's allowed to eat challah, but would only be able to eat challah that's tahira. But if it's tmeah, you wouldn't be able to eat it. So this is not something you could eat. You can't burn it either. The reason you can't burn it is because you're not allowed to burn truma tmeah or challah tmeah on yontif. During the week, you can. In fact, during the week, you're supposed to. It's known as Shemen Tzrefa. And when you burn it, you're allowed to benefit from it. But it's Yontif. And because it's Yontif, there's a halacha. You're not allowed to burn Truma Tmei. It's a sugi and perik b'mem adlikim. The Gemara gives a whole bunch of reasons why not. It's learned out from Psukim. But the point is, it's a din d'oraisa. You're not allowed to burn Truma Tmei. You're not allowed to burn Challah Tmei on Yontif. So you can't eat it, you can't burn it. So I'll be mafish the challah and I'll leave it around. That you certainly can't do, because it's dough, and within 18 minutes it's going to be chametz. So then you'll be over by your rabbi, your matzah. So what are you supposed to do, Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer says, I'll tell you what you should do. Lo tikra lo shein. What you should do is don't be mafish challah yet. Atcha toive. First bake it. After you bake it, then you'll be mafresh the challah. So that's the best etza. Once you bake it, it's not chametz anymore. Then you'll be mafresh the challah. You just leave it on the side and finish. Now, it's not like atchila. Usually, you're supposed to be mafresh it when it's dough. But by the evid, you can bake it, then be mafresh challah. So Rabbi Eliezer said, that's my recommendation. Rabbi Seira said, tata b'tzayin. What you do is you should be mafresh the challah, and then you should put it in cold water. The cold water is going to prevent it from becoming chametz. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, "Lo yizehu chametz and muzarin alim b'bal yirah b'yamatzah." I don't know what the problem is. There's no issue over here. Meaning, you know what you should do? Don't eat it. Of course, you're not allowed to eat challah tmeah. Don't burn it because you're not allowed to burn challah tmeah. What you should do is leave it around. What was the problem with leaving it around? You're going to be over by your rabbi and your matzah. Said Rabbi Yeshua, this is not the chametz that the Torah said you're not allowed to have around. There's no by your rabbi and your matzah. Why not? So Rashi says right away, we'll see it a little bit in the Gemara, but Rashi says right away, it's pashit. Because who owns this challah? Not the czar, not the balabusta that was just mafresh challah inside her kitchen. Who owns it? The kohanim own it. And being that the chametz that I have in my rishus is not mine. So we have halacha in Bayura, Bayur Matzeh, Shulcha, Yateroya, Yocham, it's not allowed to have. Avalateroya, Shalacherim, Vishal Gavoy. So this is like having a guy's chametz in your shuls. That's something that's okay. So over here, that's not going to be a problem. So what should you do? Said Rabbi Yeshua, very simple. Mafri Shasa, you should separate the chalo, Umani Chasa, the Erev, leave it until the evening, then the chmitza, and if it becomes chametz, the chmitza, who cares? It's not going to be a problem. Zok to Gemara. So we have a machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And whenever you have a machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, you know it's big time. So we have a machloikis here between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. What do you do in this situation? You have dough, the dough became tameh. You want to eat it, the dough. The only way you can eat the dough is if you're first going to be mafresh chal. The problem is, if you're going to be mafresh chal, you're going to have this conundrum. You can't eat it because you're not allowed to eat chal that's tameh. You can't burn it, you're not allowed to burn chal that's tameh. And look, if you leave it on the side, sure you have an issue. So really, it's a machloikis. According to Rebbe Eliezer, yeah, you're going to have an issue. So what you need to do is you need to bake it first and then be mafresh challah after. Rabbi Yeshua argued. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you're not going to be over by your rabbi Yamatzi anyways. Why not? Because it's not mine, the challah. Who does the challah belong to? It belongs to the kehanim, but it's not mine. And if it's not mine, there's no iser for me to have it in my rishos. So what's this machloikis between Rebbe Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? If I have now this challah that belongs to the kehanim in my rishos, would I be over by your rabbi Yamatzi or would I not? Rabbi Yeshua said you wouldn't. And therefore Rabbi Yeshua says, I don't think there's such a problem with this isa that became tummy. Rabbi Eliezer clearly had an issue with it. So it says the Gemara, Lema, should we say betoivas hanokam iflagi? Maybe the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is a global machloikis. A machloikis that's not specific to this shaila, but rather a machloikis that has ramifications in kol ha-Torah kula, most notably in the sugyas of Nashin and Nezikin, and that is, if I have toivas hana, ownership in something, is that considered mamon, or is that not considered mamon? Meaning, ordinarily, bilus is the fact that I own it, I can use it, I can sell it, I can do whatever I want with it. What would be if I have something that I have to give away, but I can choose and I can decide who I want to give it to? The fact that I can decide who to give it to means that it has a little bit of value, because at the end of the day, there are no free lunches, right? So if I give you something at some point, chances are I may get something back for it. That's just usually the way it is. That toivas hana, does halacha deem it as being of monetary value or not? This is a big shaila. Toivas hana mamon, or is toivas hana namas? So the Gemara says very gishmak. Every time I have challah, if I have trumas, I have maisers, even though I have to give it away, I have to give my truma, my challah to kayana, my maiser to levim, right? My maiser ani to an ani. But at the end of the day, I can pick and choose who I want to give it to, which means maybe I do have some mominess in it. So the Gemara says gishmak. The Rebbe Eliezer something. Maybe Rebbe Eliezer holds toivas hana mamon. That toivas hana is mamon. So you want to know why you'd be over by by Rabbi Yematzah for having challah in your rishos. It's not yours. It is mine. Because I have toivus hanah. I get to decide which kohen to give it to. Right, today kohanim don't need challah because today we don't really know who's a kohen, and even if someone is a quote unquote kohen miyuchis, but then we're always worried that maybe there's yichus issues mitzad the mother ben gerusha ben chalutza. So therefore today there's no kohanim that eat challah. But once upon a time kohanim made challah, so you would have it. Be the ability to decide who you want to give the challah to. If that's mammon, so that's enough ownership for it to be shalcha yataraya, and therefore you wouldn't be able to have any rishus. He'd be over by Rabbi Yamas, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua holds. Maybe it's not any mammon. So maybe it's not mammon. So says the Gemara, maybe the machloek is Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua tucked away in Perek Ve'elu Oivrin, the third Perek of Masechtas Pesachim, regarding this very obscure shail of chalat meya isa, what to do. Maybe it's totally in this big shail of Tavis and Mammon. And now the Gemara says, like, the Kuli Yamasavi Tavis and Mammon. Maybe everybody holds that Tavis and is really not mammon. Now, if Tavis and is not mammon, so we understand Rabbi Yeshua. I don't own the challah. Even the Tavis and that I have is not really mammon. What's pshad in Rabbi Yaz? You know what the machlaikis is? Not Tavis and mammon, which is a big machlaikis. But rather, the machlaikis is in the svar of hoyl, which is even a bigger machlaikis. The Rabbi Yaz Sava, Rabbi Yaz says, Amrinon hoyl. We say hoyl. What is hoyl? Could have, would have, should have, so to speak. So what's the hoyl over here? The e-boy itchalalea. If I want, after I'm mafresh challah, I can go to a chacham, Shimun or Rabbeisai, mutalach, 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 and I could be shoyl on my challah. Which means that as much as challah is not mine right now, there's something that is in my control that I can do that can make it not challah, which means it's making it that it's mine. So be that there's a svar of hoyl, and hoyl would allow me to make it as if it's mine. This is such a big chiddush. So hoyl says it's yours. And if hoyl says it's yours, you can't get out of Balyura Bayamatsa by saying, oh, what do you mean? It's not mine. It is yours. What do you mean? It's not mine. It belongs to the Kayanim. But it could be yours. So what? Hoyl. Wow. Hoyl gives me bailus. That's the chiddush of the sugya. Rabbi Shua Sabaloyamrin. Hoyl. Rabbi Shua says that even though there's a concept of hoyl, maybe he doesn't agree with hoyl, or maybe he doesn't hope hoyl can give you bailus. But the bottom line is there's no svar of hoyl over here. That's the hezmer in the machloik. It's according to Rabbi Eliezer, the reason chalat me is a problem by Rabbi Yamatze, it's not mine. Shalchayataray Valataray Shalachayim. Through hoyl, it is mine. According to Rabbi Shua, there's no svar of hoyl. If there's no svar of hoyl, so it's for that reason, it's not going to be a problem. So to Gemara now, an epic digression. This next Gemara is a classic. Itmar. Ha'oifa miyantif. Look, this is also a Gemara in Masechtas Beya Daf Chaf Aleph Amir Aleph. If somebody bakes on Yantif, but he baked on Yantif because he wanted the food that he was going to bake during the week. So we know that just like you're not allowed to do malachas on Shabbos, you're also not allowed to do malachas on Yantif. However, there's one exception. Ein bein Yantif l'Shabbos, ele malachas l'chol nefesh b'lvad. On Yantif, you're allowed to do any malacha that involves food. Not every malacha. There's a whole Masechtas Beya that discusses which yeah, which not. But from a super high level, if the malacha is a malacha seichel nefesh, the halacha is you're allowed to do it on Yantav. On Shabbos, you can't do any malacha. Leisase, kol malacha. Even if it's malacha seichel nefesh, it's not something you're allowed to do. But on Yantav, it's more kuladik. On Yantav, you're allowed to do malacha if it's a malacha seichel nefesh. Stating that, the only time you're allowed to do malacha seichel nefesh on Yantav is if it's for Yantav. If it's not for Yantif, you're not allowed to. So here's the question. If somebody bakes, which is the quintessential Melechus Eichel Nefesh, he did it on Yantif, but at Nzingahat, he had in mind that he was going to eat during the week. So what's Talach? Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda says, like, Rav Chizda says, you get Malchus. You literally violated Melechus Yantif. It says in the Torah, Lo Yisase Kol Melecha. It says it by Shabbos. It means it also by Yantif. And as a result, Talach is, you have a major problem. You're going to get Malkus. This is a regular Chilul Yantif. Rabbi says, I need like it. Rabbi says, you don't get Malkus. Rav Chizda, I'm a like it. Rav Chizda says, you get Malkus. Why? Because lo yamrinan hayalu mikle archin chazile. Because the only reason you could have argued, says Rav Chizda, that maybe you shouldn't get Malkus is because of hayal, which is why we're discussing this now. What would be the hayal? The hayal would be, you're cooking on Yantif. You have in mind that you don't want it for Yantif. You want it for chayil. However, what happens if suddenly your cousins show up? What happens if guests show up? So, you're going to probably give it to them. So when you cook, even though you had in mind, not yantiv, you had in mind chayil, but it's always possible that the circumstances will change, and when they change, you can actually use it on yantiv. So if you subscribe to the svar of chayil, you can make the argument that even though I was oifim yantiv l'chayil, but on some level I was an oifim yantiv l'yantiv. Why? Because you never know. Because it's always possible that maybe guests are going to show up, and if guests show up, I'm going to what? But Rav Chizkiah says, I don't hold of Hoyle. So if I don't hold of Hoyle, or if I'm yontav l'chayil, like Rabbah, maybe like Rabbah says, you don't get malchus amin on Hoyle, because Rabbah does hold of the halacha of Hoyle. So what we just said is, machloik is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, with regards to the svara of chalat mei or Hoyle, that I could be shoyel, yeah Hoyle, no Hoyle, Rabbah has a hold of Hoyle, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold of Hoyle, seems to be a machloik is amiram as well. Machloik is Rav Chizkiah and Rabbah. Rabbah holds Amrin on Hoyle, therefore, if a miyantif lechoil ain't I like it, Rav Chizkiah says, loy Amrin on Hoyle. So, bottom line, we have a machloikis. If someone's oifa, miyantif lechoil, according to Rav Chizkiah, he was oifa and isad deiraisa against Malchus. According to Rabbah, ain't I like it. Why ain't I like it? Because of the svar of Hoyle. Now, the words ain't I like it are a little bit ambiguous. What does ain't I like it mean? It means it's us mid deiraisa, you just don't get Malchus? Or ain't I like it means it's not even us mid deiraisa. So, there is a Shitas ha Ran, where the Ran says that any like means it's not awesome midiraisa. However, it is awesome midirabban. So this is a shaylin the Rishonim. What Rabbah's shita of any like is? Because all Rabbah said is you don't get malchus. Maybe it's still awesome midiraisa. Okay, that's not mistaber. But maybe at the very least it's going to be awesome midirabban. Rav Chizkiah is clear. Rav Chizkiah says malchus. You will have a regular chil yontif. Rabbah is a little bit unclear. So normally Rabbah the Rav Chizkiah, the Rabbah who said any like. Because you do say hoyle. Told Rav Chizkiah who said like that you don't say hoyle. Lidi dachtam rina loim hoyle. According to you, you don't say hoyle. Hey, chayfim yontif l'shabbos. Hey, you let it bake from yontif l'shabbos. Why you let it bake from yontif l'shabbos? If there's a svar of hoyle like I hold, I understand why you let it bake from yontif l'shabbos. Hoyle. But according to you, there's no hoyle. If you oifim yontif l'chayle, you get malchus. So it's between yontif l'chayle, yontif l'shabbos. Everyone knows you let it bake from yontif l'shabbos. Amalei Rav Chizkiah told Rabbah, what do you mean? Mishumei ruvi tafshilin. That's why you make an Erev Tavshilin. But Rabbah says, no, I knew you were going to say that. He said, Mishumei ruvi tafshilin sharina nisura dai raisa. If oifim yontif l'chol is anisa dei raisa, then oifim yontif l'shabbos is oichet anisa dei raisa. So if it's anisa dei raisa, how could Erev Tavshilin help me? Erev Tavshilin can help me for Yisroel Derabbanon. We just learned Masechtas Erevin. Right? Usually these ideas of Erevin help you for Derabbanon. But where do you find that an Erev Tavshilin is going to help you for an Issa dei raisa? It's a riot to me that really there is no Issa dei raisa. So Rav Chizkiah told him, midday raisa, tzarchi Shabbos nasim yontav. He says, no, there's a difference between being oifim yontav l'chayel to being oifim yontav l'Shabbos. Oifim yontav l'chayel, that's a regular malacha. And there's no svar of hoyle, and therefore you're going to get malchus. Oifim yontav l'Shabbos, that's fine. You're allowed to bake from yontav l'Shabbos. Why? Rashi explains. Because just like you're allowed to bake from yontav l'yontav, I could bake miyantif l'Shabbos. Because Shabbos is a shtick yontif. So if I could bake from yontif l'yontif, I should be able to bake miyantif l'Shabbos. Okay, so if that's the case, then why do you need an Erev Tavshilin? V'Rabbanan u'du Gazrube. This was all an institution with the Rabbanan. Because Rabbanan were concerned that people may bake and say it's okay to do miyantif l'chayil as well. Even that's true Rabbanan. And Ruvi Tavshilin is like, hey, being that this whole din is a din to Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said make an Erev Tavshilin. Once you have an Erev Tavshilin, it's going to be a hecker. And if there's going to be a hecker like this, you're not going to have a problem. We're going to get back to this. Not the Gemara. Another kasha that Rabbi asked Rav Chizkiah. Again, oifim yontif l'chol, according to Rabbi, you don't get malchus. According to Rav Chizkiah, you do get malchus. Rabbi says you don't get malchus. What do you mean? I was oifim yontif l'chol. You're right, but there's a svara called hoyle. Rav Chizkiah doesn't hold of hoyle. So Rabbi asked Rav Chizkiah a kasha from another Mishnah in Mesechtes Beah. Behema ha-misukenes. If you have a behema that's misukenes, the behema is dying. It's in a state of sakana. You're afraid you're going to lose the behema. It could be a lot of money. Lo yishchayt. You're not allowed to shechten even on yontif. Elikadeshin yachalach leman because I sleep by yon. Pashut it sounds like unless there's enough time on yontif for you to be able to eat a kazayas. So Rabbi told Rav Chizkiah, you have a behema over here. You don't really need the behema. However, the behema is dying, so you want to shecht it to save its life. That's not necessarily okay. However, if there's enough time to eat a kazayas, then it's okay. So said Rabbi, yochel echol, it sounds like as long as there's enough time to eat it, afnuk after leboi lamechol, even if you're not interested in eating. So bishlam lididi, so bishlam according to me, damri hoyol. So you could say hoyol over here, hoyol viboi lamechol, matzi yochel, mishamach ishchem, maybe I'll change my mind, maybe I'm going to want to eat it. Maybe Archim are going to come. Said, there's a svara why it should be okay. Oh, yidach damr lo yamin and hoyol. But according to you, there's no such thing as hoyol. Ha'ifim yantav l'chol you get malchus, because right now I don't want to eat it today. Says, so to you, I don't want to eat it today. Because there's enough time to eat it, am I yishchoy? Why is that a good enough reason to shecht it. Amalei, Rav Chisda told Rabbi, it's not a kasha either. Mishum hefsid namayne, because over there there's a hefsid. You're dealing with a behema on misukenes, and because there's a hefsid, therefore it's okay. Meaning, ordinarily, oifin the yantav lechaz and nisadei raisa. Really, it's a problem because loyim mina noil. Where there's a hefsid, it's mutter. Freik Rabbi, mishum hefsid namayne shavidin nisur dei raisa. If it's an nisadei raisa, you get malchus when you oifin the yantav lechaz, because no hoyle is on the biblical level, on the dei raisa level. There's no such thing. That means this is an nisadei raisa. Mishum hefsid namayne. By the rabbanans, you find coolers by hefsid namayne. Where do you find by dei raisa such a cooler? Amalei told him in. Yeah, but why? Alumnus. Mishum hefsid mamayna, because he's a hefsid, gomar beliboy lechel gezayis. We assume that even though he doesn't really want to eat the gezayis, but he wants to save his behema, so leintzich, to get a little hungry and to develop an appetite, it's like this, you want to eat the gezayis. The efshel gezayis, basa b'lo shechita. I mean that you can't even have a gezayis or basa without shechting the whole animal. So we allow you to eat the whole animal. It's poshit that your subconscious is going to get you to the point where you want to eat the gezayis. Why? Because you know that's the only way for you to save your animal. Once I want to eat a gezayis, I could check the whole animal. I could check the whole animal. All I need is a gezayis. Yeah, but that's just the way it goes. You need to check the whole behema in order for you to get even a gezayis. But in terms of bringing your raya from here, that there's a svara of hoil, you have no raya from here. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Why not? Esavei, lechem haponim. The lechem haponim. So the lechem haponim was one of the hakrovos that were done in the Beis HaMikdash. Lechem haponim were lined up on the shulchan, yid bais chalas. And when was the lechem haponim eaten? It was eaten on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, there was a changing of the guard in the Beis HaMikdash, right? The jobs that were done by the Kehanim were divided into mishmaras. Every mishmar would rotate every other week. When was the changing of the guard, literally, right? The mishmar? It happened on Shabbos. And the Lechem HaPanim would be divided by the Mishmar HaYotzei and by the Mishmar HaNichnas. This is all Mishnayos. So it says the Braisa, the Lechem HaPanim Nechal L'Tisha, it was eaten sometimes 9 days from when it was baked. La'asara, sometimes 10 days from when it was baked. U'la'achad asar, sometimes 11 days from when it was baked. Like Pachleis from La'yotzei. Never less than 9 days, never more than 11 days. Ketzad, Kedarka, usually on a regular day, meaning if everything was regular, Letitia, it would be to 9 days. How so? Nefa be'erev Shabbos, because it was baked on Erev Shabbos. You couldn't bake it on Shabbos. So it was baked on Erev Shabbos, and it would sit the entire week, and it was nechel b'Shabbos. It was eaten the following Shabbos. Now, that following Shabbos is Letitia, is 9 days. If you make the cheshbon from Friday to the following Shabbos, so you end up having 9 days. So it was eaten after 9 days. Chol yontif liyos be'erev Shabbos. What would be if Erev Shabbos was Yontif, so then you couldn't bake it on Yontif either. So now you would have to bake it on Thursday, the day before. So it comes out when they eat it the following Shabbos, Nechal l'Shabbos l'Asar. It's the 10th day. What if it was Shnei Yom and Tovah Rosh Hashanah? Right, Rosh Hashanah, even in the Beis HaMikdash, they kept 2 days. So if Rosh Hashanah was Thursday and Friday, so now they baked it on Wednesday. So it comes out Nechal l'Shabbos, will be eaten the following Shabbos, L'Achad Asar, 11 days. Now, why is this all true? Why is this all true? Why couldn't they just bake it on Shabbos or on Yontif? 2 day Yontif. Because baking the lechem upon him wasn't doicha. Loyas ha Shabbos, for loyas ha Yontif. So Rabbi asked Rav Chisda of Yishmaka Kashav. I am with Tzarchi Shabbos Nasam Yontif. Now, if you're going to tell me Tzarchi Shabbos is Nasam Yontif, now just the chazah, who held Tzarchi Shabbos is Nasam Yontif? Who said that you're allowed to do malacha for Shabbos on Yontif midday Raisa? Rav Chisda said that. Why did Rav Chisda say that? Because the halacha is that you're allowed to bake from Yontif l'Shabbos as long as you make an Erev Tavshilin. Rabbi told Rav Chisda that Bishlam, according to me, there's something called Hayol. So the whole Isser to bake from Yontif l'Chayol even is only an Isser Rabbanah. So Yontif l'Shabbos, it's also only an Isser Rabbanah. So when you make an Erev Tavshilin, it's all going to be okay. But if you hold that there's no such thing as Hayol, so baking from Yontif l'Chayol is an Isser Deraisa, then baking from Yontif l'Shabbos is also an Isser Deraisa. How is Erev Tavshilin going to help me? So because of this, Rav Chisda, who is Machmer, who doesn't hold of Hayol, who holds that if someone's Oifem Yontif L'choil gets Malchus, had to say you're cool. Because that's the only way for him to make sense of the Erev Tavshila. Must be that the halach is Tzarchei Shabbos and Nasam Yontif. Freik Rabbo, if Tzarchei Shabbos is Nasam Yontif, and my loy dochi Yontif, a gevaldige kasha. He said, how come you're not allowed to bake the lechem upon him on Yontif? Shabbos, maybe not. But why you're not allowed to bake the lechem upon him on Yontif? Can't bake it on Yontif, right? Sometimes it's 10 days, sometimes it's 11 days. Because you can never bake it on Yontif. Why not? You're baking on Yontif, Lechem upon which is going to be eaten when? On Shabbos. So it's Tzarchi Shabbos. If Tzarchi Shabbos, I'm not Yontif, what's going to be a problem? So what are you going to tell me? Yeah, it's true midairaisa you're allowed to do it, but b'derabbanan you're not allowed to do it. The problem is, we're adding nach in the base hamikdash, and ein shvus b'mikdash. The last sugi mesachta zayrevin, amaleis, he told him a geshmaket teretz. He said, shvus kroy v'hitiru, shvus rechayka loy hitiru. It's true there's a halach of ein shvus b'mikdash. You know what that means? I'm allowed to be over in isidrabbanan today in the base hamikdash, if it's Shabbos, and it's for Shabbos, but here's the punchline, it's for this Shabbos. You want to go and be Mechal Shabbos, Parish Shabbos Kodesh, Parishes Shemois, because it's going to be Negeyosh, Shabbos Kodesh, Parishes Vo'era, Parishes Boy. That's not something you're allowed to do already. So when was the Lechem Aponim eaten? On Shabbos. But it was the following Shabbos. So if you're going to go now on Yontif and you're going to bake, it's true, it's only in Isidra Bonon. And it's true, in Shvus B'mikdash. But this is a Shvus Rechayka. This is a Shvus that's Negeya, something that's in the distance. Shvus Rechayka Loi Hitir. Said over the name Reb Shimon Askan, not to be confused with Reb Chanin Askan Kayanim, that what Doichin said, Yontif Yontif Yontif. He said that baking the Lechem upon him was Doichin Yontif. Wasn't Doichin Shabbos? And it also wasn't Doicha Yom Kippur. But Yontif, it was Doicha. Mayim Kilomemer. What's meaning? Mayim Kilomemer. What's his Svara? What's the Svara? He said, Bahop Ligi. Very simple. I'll tell you what the Machlaikis says. Ma'asav, Shvus Krevi, Tiru. Shvus Rechai Gulay, Tiru. Ma'asav, Shvus Rechai Ganami, Tiru. The Machlaikis is whether this halacha of making a distinction between a shvus kroiv and a shvus rechayka is a distinction, or maybe not. Meaning, the chachamim who held that you're not allowed to be oifim yontif l'shabbos held you can't be oifim yontif l'shabbos in Rav Chizda's world, even though it's nisid rabbanei and shvus b'mikdash, because they were only matah shvus b'mikdash if it's a shvus kroiv, not if it's a shvus rechayka. Whereas Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who said over in the name of Rav Shimon ben Askan, he held that in shvus b'mikdash means even if it's a shvus rechayka. So if it's true, even for a shvus rechayka, it's for that reason it's going to be okay. One final Gemara. Masav Ramari. Ramari asked the Kasha, Shtei Halechem. So this next Gemara is very similar to the first Gemara. The Shtei Halechem, which was the special carbon that was brought on Shavuos, and it was made up of two breads. Shtei Halechem. So the Halach is Ein Necholos. It was baked, and it was never eaten. Leipachas, which I'm not less than 2 days when it was baked. For Leyosah Shloish, not more than 3 days when it's Keitza. Nefes Erev Yontif. It was baked Erev Yontif, the way it usually was, Necholos Leyontif, Leshnei. Then it would be eaten on Yontif on the second day. Chol Yontif Leyos Achra Shabbos. If Yontif fell out after Shabbos, I mean Yontif is Sunday, so Shabbos is Erev Yontif, so you couldn't bake it Erev Yontif. So when did you have to bake? You had to bake it on Friday. So you baked it on Friday. Then comes Shabbos, Shavuos, which is the Yontif that Shtei Alechem was eaten, was going to be the following day. I mean, that was the following day. It's on Sunday. It's ready the third day. Nechalos Yontif l'shoishon. So it comes out, it's going to be eaten to 3 days. What's the point? Because the Shtei Alechem, light the Lechem upon him. It's baking da'afiyah wasn't doicha Shabbos, it wasn't doicha Yontif. So Rabbi asked Rav Chizda the same kash. Yeah, mitzorche Shabbos nasa ben Yontif. Now, if you're going to tell me that tzorche Shabbos you could do on Yontif, sahashto the Shabbos be Yontif shari, the Yontif be Yontif mi baya. So if you're allowed to bake from Yontif le Shabbos, certainly you should be allowed to bake from Yontif le Yontif. So why did they have to bake the Shtei Alechem in the first place on Erev Yontif? The Shtei Alechem couldn't have been baked on Yontif. Why couldn't it have been baked on Yontif? It certainly should be. Why did they have to bake it on Erev Yontif? So the Gemara says, Shani Hot, must Shani Hasam. No, there it's different. Oh my Krolochem. It's true that Melechus Eichel Nefesh is mutter on Yontif. However, it says in the Torah, Achashe Yeyachel Lechol Nefesh, Hu Levado Yeyasa Lochem. And we learn from the word Lochem, Lechem Veloy Legvoy, that the only time it's mutter to do Melechus Eichel Nefesh on Yontif, if it's something that's going to be used for commercial purposes, regular people, pedestrians are going to use it. But if it's Legvoy, if it's a carbon over there, believe it or not, counterintuitively, you don't have the hat. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, said in the name of Shimon Askan, that the baking of the Shtei Alechem was Doicha Yontif, just like the baking of the Shtei Alechem, of the Lechem Aponim he held was Doicha Yontif. So he held that the baking of the Shtei Alechem was Doicha Yontif, was all Mayikil Meimer. What happened to the Svara of Lachem Veloy Legvaya? Sava Lekabashol, he also Kabashol, the Amal Lachem, Lachem Veloy Nachrim. He had a different meaning from the word Lachem, not Lachem Veloy Legvaya, but rather Lachem Veloy Le Nachrim Exhale. So what began with the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, with regards to someone that has dough and it's tamei and he needs to be mafresh challah, the problem is he doesn't know what to do. I'm going to be mafresh challah. I can't eat it. I can't burn it, and I can't just have a lie around. Rabbi Eliezer said, "You're right. You can't have a lie around." Rabbi Yeshua says, "No, don't worry about it. Just allow it to lie around. Let it rise. You're not going to be over by your rub by your matzi anyways. Why not? Because it's not yours. It's challah." And Rabbi Eliezer doesn't agree with that. Everyone agrees. The teretz is, the Gemara said, they're arguing in a svara of hoyle. Rabbi Eliezer holds that even though the challah is not mine, but being that I could be shoyel on the challah, and then it will be mine, so even though really now it isn't mine, but in halacha we'll treat it as if it's mine. Rabbi Eliezer holds of the svar of hoyel. Rabbi Shua doesn't hold of the svar of hoyel. From there the Gemara digressed, and the Gemara got into the more well-known machloikis of hoyel, and that is the machloikis Rav Chizna and Rabba, that's not negeya, the abstract case of someone that has dough, challah, Tameh, but rather negay is something that's every single yontif. If someone wants to be oifam yontif l'chayil, can he or can he not? Rav Chizna says, no, you'll be oifam nisa de raisa, you're going to get malchus. Rabbi said, you can. What's the machloikis? Yeah, hoyel or no hoyel? And what came about as a derivative machloikis, we talk about this a lot. Sometimes from one machloikis, as a derivative, you end up with another machloikis. Because if I take a position, often it's going to force me to say a pshat, to answer a mishnah, to answer a braisa, to answer, in our case, a minig and a din. So, said the Gemara, as a derivative machloikis, Rav Chizda that holds you don't say hoyel, has to hold that sarche shabbos anasim b'yantif, whereas Rabbah, who held you do say hoyel, he wasn't forced to say that sarche shabbos is nasim b'yantif, and that played out a little bit in the preparation of the lechem aponim and the preparation of the shtei alechem exam. Tosfos, on the very, very bottom of Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, asks a bumbakasha, and this is a very famous Tosfos. Tosfos says, "V'im Toimer, I have a problem. Iam Rinan Hoyel. If there's something called Hoyel, Rabba holds of Hoyel, Im Kain Batalta Kol Melacha Shabbos, that it should never be asked to do a Melacha on Shabbos. Why? Because you could always say Hoyel. What's the Hoyel? V'rayu L'chayla Sheyesh Bei Sakana. If there's a Chayla Sheyesh Bei Sakana, you do everything. You mechal Shabbos, you give him nevelis and treifos, machil and oisei akal akal, but at the end of the day, you do whatever you have to do for a chayil sheyesh bei sakon. If there's something called hoyel, which means I can do a melacha right now, even though right now there's no tzara heter, because you never know, something might happen. I'm going to bake from yontif l'chayil. I'm not going to bake from yontif l'chayil. So what happens if you get a knock on your door and 25 people walk in and they're hungry? Okay, so based on that, I could put up a big chicken soup because you never know who I'm going to have to feed in the next hour. There's a svara called chayil. Even though right now what I'm doing is 100% unequivocally wrong. But because circumstances can change, we are allowed to take that into consideration to the level that it says that the malacha that I did, which without a question appears to be a malacha deraisa, is not a malacha deraisa. What's the heter? It's called hayol. So Frank Tosfos, anytime a person does a malacha Shabbos, why don't we say hayol? It could be you cooked on Shabbos. There may be a chayla sheyesh yes, bei sakana. That chayla sheyesh bei sakana you're allowed to cook for, so it's going to come out that what you did really wasn't wrong. So why don't you say hayol v'roy l'chayla sheyesh bei sakana? And Tais Kasa is that this svar of hayol is such a slippery slope that I think it wipes out. I think it knocks out literally gansel chashabbos. So how do we make sense of this? It says Tais is v'yesh loymar kiven de l'shchiach klal loyam ridan hayol. The only time you say hoyel is if this hoyel that you're anticipating maybe will happen is on some level shchiach. But if it's loy shchiach klal, if this is something that's completely not shchiach, at that point says, Tosfos, it's pashut, you're not going to say hoyel. Now it sounds a little bit from Tosfos, if you're medayik l'shoynoi hazav shal Tosfos, that the only reason Tosfos said that hoyel v'roy l'chayel sheyesh by sakana is not a hoyel is because it's loy shchiach klal. Meaning, what would be if it was only loy shchiach, but not loy shchiach klal, being medayik Tosfos lashon? It sounds like maybe then you would say hayol. But Tosfos says this is so unlikely that you who just cooked on Shabbos will rachmana litzlan now need to give that food for chayla sheyesh my sakana. So being that it's loy shchiach klal loy amrin and hayol. So as much as hayol seems like a chiddush, but hayol has gedarim. And on some level, it is locked down. And to the point that you want to invoke the principle of hoyel for something that's loy shchiach klal, that's something that you're not going to be able to do. The Chassam Sofer in a tshuva, and this is an Erech Chaim, tshuva ayin tes, and this is one of the many tshuvas in Shailos HaTshuvas Chassam Sofer that were written to the Zolke V'Rav, Rav Tzvi Hersh Chayis, the Maratzchias. So it's a long tshuva. In the second half of the tshuva, the Chassam Sofer told Rav Tzvi Hersh Chayis about an exchange that he had with his shver. Moiri v'chami agoyin Rav Kiva Eger meiro yoyer. He said that his shver Rav Kiva Eger had a shaila, and he writes this in the tshuva that he sent it to me. Says the Chassam Sofer because he wanted to hear chavis daiti. He wanted to hear what I have to say on this shaila. So this is Rav Kiva Eger who wrote a tshuva about something that was asked to him, and he sent this tshuva to the Chassam Sofer because he wanted to hear from the Chassam Sofer what the Chassam Sofer thought. So the background to the Shaila was like this. There was a minig in Europe that people did not eat dried fruit during Pesach. So for the 7 days of Pesach, nobody ate dried fruit. The specific fruit that they were discussing in the tshuva was rozhinkes, raisins. That's what he's talking about. But people didn't eat raisins. But achron shel Pesach, people were more makel. Similar to gebrochs. So people that are makben on gebrochs. So for the 7 days of Pesach, they won't eat gebrochs. But achron shel Pesach, memishsech, you eat gebrochs, knedlich in the soup. So then already, people are makel. Either way, the question was like this. Achron shel Pesach fell out on a Shabbos, which meant that Shvi Shal Pesach fell out on Erev Shabbos. And the Olam asked Rabbi Kiva Eiger, they wanted to know, can they prepare these rozhinkes on Erev Shabbos, or can they not prepare it on Erev Shabbos? What was the Shaila? Well, what should be the problem? You're preparing from Yontif L'Shabbos, so that's okay, but at the end of the day, you're making Erev Tavshilin. As long as you make an Erev Tavshilin, so it shouldn't be an issue. But the Shaila was like this. The Shaila was that being that the whole svara of how we are allowed to use the Erev Tavshilin is predicated on Hoyle, we use Erev Tavshilin, we pass it like Rabba, not like Rav Chist. That the reason Erev Tavshilin works is because there's a svara called Hoyle, because you never know guests may show up. And being that guests may show up, you may need it on Yontif. So being that you may need it on Yontif, you're not really be making me Yontif L'Shabbos. It's all based on the svara of Hoyle. So the Shaylin came to Rav Kiva Eiger, and they told Rav Kiva Eiger, maybe over here it's different. Because over here, let's say guests are going to show up. They're also not going to be able to eat the rozhinkes. Nobody eats it. You can't eat raisins. It's Pesach. So if you can't eat raisins, so anyway, it's not going to be negayah. So you want to know, based on that, maybe you shouldn't be able to do it. What are you going to say? What's the problem? I'm preparing food miyantav l'shabbos. Al zen nemar erev tavshilin. But the question over here was, is that the whole yisoid of the erev tavshilin is because of a hoyl. L'cher over here, I don't have the hoyl. The reason I don't have the hoyl over here is because at the end of the day, even today, I wouldn't be able to use it. Hoyle is all based on maybe today I'll need it. So if I'll need it today, so now I can go ahead and I can make it for tomorrow. But over here, no one's eating the raisins. Everybody had the same chumrah. So if no one's eating it, so no one's eating it today, so maybe you shouldn't have the svar of Hoyle. So Rav Kiva Eiger wanted to say Geshmak is svar. Rav Kiva Eiger said that Tosfos asks a kashim, psachim daf mem vav amud beis, that I don't understand. If there's a svar of Hoyle, you should be able to do any malacha on Shabbos. Any malacha, any Shabbos should be okay. Why? Hoyle v'roy l'chayla sheyesh b'sakana. Because you never know. There may be a chayla sheyesh b'sakana. So what did Tosfos say? That it's true that if there was a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, if that was shchiach, maybe. But kimen de loy shchiach klal, loy amrin an oil. Being that it's loy shchiach klal to have a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, so merely you don't say the svar of Hoyle. Said Rabbi Kiva Eiger, although people are machmer when it comes to rozhinkes and they don't eat it on Pesach, but that's only if someone is okay. What if you would have a chayla? Not a chayla sheyesh bay sakana, a chayla sheim bay sakana. Said Rabbi Kiva Eiger, avadi, he would eat it. So said Rabbi Kiva Eiger, if that's the case, gevaldik. Because it's mavur in Tosfos that chayla works even because you never know there may be a chayla. Tosfos asked the kashi, you should be able to do chil Shabbos by raisa based on a chayla sheyesh bay sakana. Because the only time you can do chil Shabbos by raisa is for a chayla sheyesh bay sakana. So that was Tosfos kasha. Tosfos said a chayla sheyesh bay sakana is loy shchiach klal. But said Rabbi Kiva Eiger, a chayla sheyesh bay sakana is not loy shchiach. It's zicha not loy shchiach klal. And if that's the case, it's already shchiach. So you might have the svar of oil. So you have the svar of oil. I said, Rav Kivega, if Shvi Shal Pesach falls down in Erev Shabbos, and you want to be Mechin Miyantiv L'Shabbos, I don't think it's going to be a problem. Today nobody eats these dried fruit. It's true, but what would be if there's a Chayl Hashem by Sakana? He would eat Gebrochs, right? Of course. So even if you're Machmer, so over here he's not going to have that Chumrah. So being that he's not going to have that Chumrah, so based on that, he wanted to say it's going to be okay. But he sent a Shaila, Rav Kiva Eiger did, to his Grace Aiden, the Chassam Sofer. And he asked the Chassam Sofer, what do you think about this tshuva that I wrote? So the Chassam Sofer told Rav Tzvi, Ershchai is for loy hidisi loy. I wasn't asking him. I told my Shrek, I disagree with your psak. Ich ningzach, machleik is Rav Kiva Eiger and the Chassam Sofer. He said, I don't agree. So without getting into the lumdus, but he said, what was the reason? He said, because negi chayla she'im bay sakon ashchiach. It's true. I agree, a chayla she'im bay sakana shchiach. Ava loy shchiach, she'oysay chayla yiyat tzarech l'rozhinkes. That's what he said. He said, it's shchiach to have a chayla she'im bay sakana, but a chayla she'im bay sakana that needs raisins? Now we're pushing it. That is already loy shchiach. And he said, you have to factor factor in the whole scenario when you determine if it's shchiach or lo shchiach. I freak the chsam sofer. Why is this different than Tosfos Kasha? Tosfos seems to think that every malacha would be okay. So what? Every malacha you're going to tell me was always okay at the schayla. So he says a teretz ayin sham simin ayin tes in his tshuva to Reb Tzvi Hirschreis. But you see clearly that Reb Kiyager in a tshuva was working with Tosfos, and he was working with Tosfos naming on that the only reason hayol v'roy l'chayla shneish by sakana is not good is because kimet loy shchiach klal loy amrin anoil. But let's even be a chayla she'ein by sakana which is not loy shchiach klal. Over there maybe you would say hayol. The mice at the end of this tshuva, the Chassam Sofer says that I'll just share with you a little bit some of the drush, some of the pilpul that I said b'makom acher. He writes at the end that really ubedrush herachti vein darki bekach lahayruch bekayotze ve'elu v'loy basi elu l'chvoyta. I want to be mechabed Yerub Tzvi Hirschreis. So to be mechabed Yerub Tzvi Hirschreis, the Chassam Sofer, and you get a letter from the Chassam Sofer, it's negei halacha l'mais, he goes through the tshuva, he says, but l'chvoytcha, I'll be mechabed you with a little bit of pilpul. And there's some beautiful pilpul at the end of this tshuva. I'll just mention two of the orders that he says. The kitzer, the abridged version of them. The first ta'ara is, the Chassam Sofer says that, l'chayra, I have a gevaldig kasha. We're all familiar with the story in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. Avram Avinu was sitting outside. He wasn't feeling well. It was very hot. He sees Shloisha Anashim. He goes, runs. He brings them in. He thought they were Arabs. Turns out they were Malachim. Shoiv Ashev Eilecha Ke'ez Chaya Ulesarabim. Says the Chassam Sofer, when did this story take place? He says, it happened on Pesach. How do we know it happened on Pesach? Because Yitzchak, Chazal say, was born on Pesach. And Shoiv Ashev Eilecha Ke'ez Chaya Ulesarabim. Malachim told Avram that today, in a year from now, you're going to have a son. You're going to call him Yitzchak. So that means it happened on the same day. This all happened on Pesach. Faith Chassam Sofer, if it happened on Pesach, Chabad Grace and Kasha. What's his kasha? Avram Avinu, what did he do? He started kneading and baking and cooking for these malachim. How was he allowed to cook for the malachim? It was yontif. If it was yontif, you're not allowed to cook. So what are you going to tell me? It's true it was yontif, but it was malachas eichel nefesh. Ein bein Shabbos l'yontif, elu malachas eichel nefesh b'vat. The problem is, the Gemara says in Masech Tizbeya, that the only time malachas eichel nefesh is mutter is for a yid. But for an eni Yehudi, for a non-Jew, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. On yontif, you're not allowed to bake on yontif. So if that's the case, these were Aravim. That's certainly what Avram Avinu thought. They weren't Jews, right, obviously. So if that's the case, then l'chayra, how is he allowed to go ahead and cook for them? So what are you going to tell me? That who said Avram Avinu kept kol ha'tayra kula? Pun intended. He kept all these halachas. So if that's the case, Freik, the Hail Gichsam Soifer, he says, I understand. How is Avram Avinu Mari Chinuch? He was violating his core beliefs. He believed that you're supposed to keep the Torah. He even kept it the Rabbanans. So how is he going ahead and cooking for them? It happened on Yontif. How do you know it happened on Yontif? Because Shoy Vashav Eilecha Ke'ez Chaya Ulesara Bein and Yitzchak, we know, was born on Pesach. So this is taking place, mamish, this is Pesach. So if this is Pesach, how is he allowed to do this? Zoktich Sam Soifer, half of a fellow. He says, I'm going to tell you what the Teretz is. You know what the Teretz is? Because we know Avram Avinu wasn't well on that day. He was sick. The Eibishter came to be Mevakel Cholim on that day. Why was he sick? Because he just had Bris Milah. In fact, Rashi says it was the Shlishi Lamila. This was the third day from his Bris Milah. The Gemara says in Masech Tes Shabbos and Perek Rebbe Lezer Demila, Rebbe Lezer Ben Azariah said that a child that has Bris Milah on the Shlishi Lamila, once upon a time it was considered very, very dangerous. And the Halacha is Mechal Shabbos for a baby on the Shlishi Lamila. That means Avram Avinu had a din of a chayla sheyesh by sakana. If he had a din of a not only did Avram Avinu have a din of a chayla sheyesh by sakana, but says the Chassam Sofer, the pasuk says, Kol beis Avram, Mikinyan Kaspa, Yilid Beis, they all did Bris Milah. And they all did Bris Milah on the same day. That means the whole mishpacha, the extended arum of Avram Avinu, they all had a din of chaylim sheyesh by sakana. If they were chaylim sheyesh by sakana, now there's no issa they rice anymore to do malacha. Why is there no issa they rice to do malacha anymore? Because you have a hayol. Because there's a hayol that you can do it for all the chaylim sheyesh by sakana. What are you going to do? Taisa asked the kasha chaylim sheyesh by sakana, you should say hayol. Yeah, but what was Taisa's teretz? Why don't you say hayol by chaylim sheyesh by sakana? Because it's like shchiach klal. But over here it was shchiach. Because the whole family were chaylim sheyesh by sakana. So in this mishpacha right now, for Avram Avinu to go cook and co-bake, is not kind shayla finis today, Raisa. Why? Because it's shchiach chaylim sheyesh by sakana. So if it's shchiach chaylim sheyesh by sakana, you're not dealing with an issa day, Raisa. All it is with an issa de Rabbanan. This is the abridged version. Ayin Shom, he addresses that it was only a trade de Rabbanan because it was only Reba Bishayura. He says, trade de Rabbanan, it's mutter to go ahead and cook for a guy. Dvarim the flan. But this is the punchline. The punchline is, you want to know how he was able to cook for them and bake for them on Yontif? Aye, there's an isser, oichel nefesh, for a non-Jew on Yontif. The teretz is, because over here there was no Yisurim Deiraisa. Why was there no Yisurim Deiraisa? Hoyo. What's the Hoyo? Chayil Sheish Bei Sakana. Tosfos asked the Kasha, and Tosfos Teretz was that Chayil Sheish Bei Sakana is Leishchiyah Klal. Over here it wasn't Leishchiyah Klal. I mean that over here it wasn't Leishchiyah Klal. Over here you were able to invoke the principle of Hoyo, and once you can invoke the principle of Hoyo, it takes us from a Deiraisa into Durabanan. Once it becomes a Durabanan, it's going to be okay. By the way, in the Tshuva, the Chassam Sofer says it's Bekitzer. If you want to see the longer version, so you can take a look in the Chassam Sofer Al HaTorah. It's the first piece in Parashas Vayera. It's beautiful. It's very much related to today's daf. It's very much related to this Tosfos that we learned. But then the Chassam Sofer says another Charifos. He says something not shaykh. The Gemara, later in Masechtas Pesachim, we're going to learn this in a few weeks. Daf Samecheyam Ebeis, Daf Samechvavam and Aleph. In the beginning of Perek, Elu Devarim, discusses the halacha of Yud Dalet Nisan that falls out on Shabbos. Yud Dalet Nisan, the Yidden used to bring the Karban Pesach. Is the Karban Pesach Toiche Shabbos, or is the Karban Pesach not Toiche Shabbos? It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says the Karban Pesach is Toiche Shabbos. What about the Machshirei Pesach? That's the Machlokes Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim. The same Rebbe Eliezer de Mila, who says Machshirei Mila is Toiche Shabbos, holds Machshirei Pesach is Toiche Shabbos. But as relates to Pesach itself, bringing the Karban Pesach, the Shechita, whatever was Negeya, the actual offering of the carbon, the halach is that the carbon Pesach was Deich HaShabbos. But the Gemara, uncharacteristically, on Daf Samech Vav Amar Aleph, brings a fascinating anecdote. The rest of the story, as it relates to the halach of carbon Pesach being Deich HaShabbos. The Gemara says that the B'nai B'seira, it's not clear exactly who they were, but the B'nai B'seira, they were the Nesiyim. They ruled Klal Yisrael. And Pesach fell out on a Sunday, which meant that Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. And there was a big shaila. They didn't know. Are you supposed to bring the Karban Pesach or you're not supposed to bring the Karban Pesach? And they had absolutely no idea. And they started going around, does anybody know? And it turned out that the B'nai B'seira got lucky because there was a Yid who at the time no one really knew of. His name was Hillel. Hillel had just recently came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. And Hillel knew the halacha. Hillel knew that the halacha is that the Karban Pesach is Deich HaShabbos. He told them the Karban Pesach is Deich HaShabbos. He told them how he knew it. He gave them the makar, and at the end he gave them this fiery musa shmuz, and he told them, how is it possible that you didn't know this halacha? And he was very, very disappointed at them, and it's a fascinating gemara that we're going to get to in a few days. Masechtas, some of the light dafim that are coming up, and they're coming on daf samech vav. But this is the gemara about the B'nai B'seira, well-known gemara, and Masechtas Pesachim daf samech vav. Says the Chassam Sofer, I have a major, major problem with this. Because if you do a little back-of-the-envelope history, it's a pelat suma how the B'nai B'seira couldn't have known this. I mean, the fact they didn't know Hillel's drasha that he told them in Pesachim Samech Vav that I could live with. But the fact that they didn't know that you could bring the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, said the Chassam Sofer, is mind-boggling. He says, why? He says, it's a Pashta Cheshm. The Rosh in Perek Arvei Pesachim discusses, when was Moshe Rabbeinu Nifter? So he brings from one of the Kadmoinim that said that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter on Shabbos. Rav Sholem, who was Mimasa Mechasya. Interesting. Rav Sholem, who came from Masa Mechasya, he said that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter on Shabbos. Tzidkoscha Tzadik Li'olam, Tzidka Did, Ein Moshivim Beis Medrash. But that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter on Shabbos. And the Rosh asks two kashas. The first kasha is famous. We've spoken about it a lot in the Raid Bites. The second kasha, not as much. The first kasha, he says, is that Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu, the last day of his life, he wrote 13 Sifrei Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was Niftan Shabbos. How could he have written 13 Sifrei Torah the last day of his life? He's not allowed to write a Sefer Torah on Shabbos. Can't write anything on Shabbos. So fake the Rosh. How could it be like Rav Sholem Yimasa Mechas? You said that Moshe Rabbeinu was Niftan Shabbos. If he was Niftan Shabbos, he couldn't have written 13 Sifrei Torah. He says, but besides for that, he says, let's make a little bit of a math cheshbon. You're going to see it's not possible. He says that the walls of Yericho came down on Chof Ches Nisan. That's the day that it came down. Chazal say that the day that the walls of Yericho came down was Shabbos. That means Chof Ches Nisan was a Shabbos. This is the Rosh talking, Rabbeinu Asher, Rish. He says, if Chof Ches Nisan was a Shabbos, that means Rosh Chodesh Nisan was a Sunday, right? Chof Tes would be Shabbat, would be Sunday, 28 days earlier, easy math. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan then would be a Sunday. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a Sunday, that means Rosh Chodesh Adar is a Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar was Shabbos, that means Zayin Adar was Friday. Says Dr. Rush, it doesn't work. The math just doesn't add up. Says Pashit, it comes out that Rosh Chodesh Adar was Shabbos. How do I know that? Because Chof Ches Nisan was Shabbos. That means Rosh Chodesh Nisan was Sunday. That means the previous Chodesh based on Molly Chaser, Rosh Chodesh Adar had to be on Shabbos. And if it was Chodesh Adar, it was on Shabbos. 7 days later, it was Friday. It means Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Nifta on Shabbos. He was Nifta on Erev Shabbos. Zochta Rosh. Number one, I have a halachic proof it's not true because he couldn't have written 13 Sifrei Torah. And besides, it can't be. Anyways, why not? Because at the end of the day, just do the math. Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta not on Shabbos. He was Nifta on Erev Shabbos. Zochta Elgechsam Sofer. Like the Rosh, which he said was a Dover Pasha, not like Rav Sholem and Masa Makasya. He said it was a Dover Pasha in Adla Ma'oy. There's no question that Moshe Rabbeinu was Niftar on Erev Shabbos, based on what? Chav Ches Nisan being Shabbos, meaning Rosh Chodesh Nisan being Sunday. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Sunday, so when was Yud Dalet Nisan? The year the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael was on Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh is Sunday, Tes Vav is Sunday, which means Yud Dalet is Shabbos Chodesh. There's a Mefurish and Medrash in Seyda Olam that the Yidden that year when they entered Eretz Yisrael brought the carbon Pesach. In fact, there's a Yerushalmi that Tosfos brings in Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph that talks about if they ate matzah, they didn't eat matzah. Am gepravet haPesach, am zay zicher. They did. It was a regular, beautiful Seder, the first Seder in Gilgal. Right? This was the Seder that the Yidden pravet when they came into Eretz Yisrael. And when was this all? This was all an Erev Shabbos. An Erev Pesach Shechaliyah is B'Shabbos. And they brought the carbon Pesach. It's Mefurish they did. So if they brought the carbon Pesach, you know Pesach is Leich Shabbos. So what did the Bnei B'Seir? How could they have not known this? You want to tell me they didn't know Hillel's Drasha, Memela? They didn't know Pashit, Cheshbin, Nach, history? It's not possible. As I faked their Chassam Sofer, unbelievable Kasha. Teretz is even better. It's not Chassam Sofer. I'm going to tell you what the Teretz is. The Teretz is because it's Mefurish. We know that when the Yidden were in the Midway, they didn't do Bris Milah. When did they do Bris Milah? When they crossed the Yarden. The Seder Oilam, which was written by the Tana Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi in the Mukayima, Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, says it's the day it happened. You know when they did the Bris Milah? They did it on Yud Aleph Nisan. If they did it on Yud Aleph Nisan, so it comes out like this, says the Chassam Sofer, that we know that a person after he does the Bris Milah, Shlishi Lamila has a din of a Chayla Sheyesh by Sakon. Now, there's a Shalom to Rishayim, how the Chayla, the 3 days are Cheshbin. So if the Bris Milah happens on Wednesday. So it's Wednesday, day one, Thursday, day two, and Friday, day three. Says the Chassam Sofer, a lot of Rishayim say it's not the way it works. It works May Eishleis. It's a 72-hour period. So it's 24 plus 24 plus 24 hours, and that's the cheshbon of as long as it's Chodesh Nisan by Sakana. He says, Gans Klal Yisrael did Mila and Priya, by the way. That's when Yeshua Ben Nun got Priya. So they all did Mila and Priya when they did it on Yud Aleph Nisan. So you have to cheshbon on Me'es Le'es, from Yud Aleph to Yud Beis, from Yud Beis to Yud Gimel, to Yud Gimel to Yud Dalet. On Yud Dalet Nisan, said the Chassam Sofer, Klal Yisrael were all Chaylam Sheyesh by Sakana. Because it was a Shlishi Lamila. It was Chaylam Sheyesh by Sakana. There's no Issa Deiraisa to do Shchita. There's no Issa Deiraisa to do Tzli. All these Yisurim are not Deiraisa to Yisurim anyways. Hoyl, why? Because you have a Hoyl. Toysvis Kasha and Vavam and Beis without Toysvis Teretz. You have the Hoyl that is Chaylam Sheyesh by Sakana on the Teretz of Lo Shchiyah Klal. Because here it is Shchiyah. Because you have the whole Klal Yisrael's Chaylam Sheyesh by Sakana. So if that's the case, said the Hilg Chassam Sofer. Since it comes out, the Bnei B'Seir knew the history. They knew the Rosh in Simon Yud Gimel and Parak Avim Sochim. They knew Chav Ches Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Zayin Adar. We don't need all that, but they knew all this, right? They had the whole Cheshbon. They knew it. Of course, we know it. They knew it. But at the same time, said the Chassam Sofer, they thought you can't bring Rayas from that year. You know why you can't bring Rayas from that year? Because Klal Yisrael Chayim Sheyesh by Sakana. So the Shchitas and the Tzlis, these are not their Rayas anyway. Why not? Because there's a Hayol. Tosfos Kasha. You don't have Tosfos Teretz that it's Lo Shchiyah Klal. The whole Bnei Yisrael. We're all Chayim Sheyesh by Sakana. There was no Issa Deiraisa. So that's what the Bseir wanted to know. What would be in a year where it's an Issa Deiraisa? Oh, it's a year it's an Issa Deiraisa. Does that get the Fraga? This is a good Shailan. That's why we have Psachim Daf Samach Vav. That's why we have that whole drama that played itself out with Hillel and the Bnei Bseir. I bring a Raya for me. You couldn't bring a Raya because over here, you had the Sfar of Hail. So there's a lot more to talk about. We're going to cut it a little bit short. That's Hashem. Maybe we'll do a part two tomorrow. But for now, just to put it all together, please ask the Kashin that if there's a Sfar called Hail, which is what allows one to be oifem yontif l'chayil, which is what allows, according to Rabba, the whole institution of Erev Tavshilin. Because at the end of the day, when someone's oifem yontif l'chayil or l'shabbos, there's no issa deiraisa. You know why? Because there's a svar of hayil. You never know, guess me, show. I don't need it right now. If I don't need it, you're oifem issa deiraisa. It's true, I don't need to be in heaven. No, I might. If he tells it, that's the case. Every year says Shabbos. Why did he always say Hoyle? Always invoke the principle of Hoyle. And based on that, nothing should be ever be awesome a day Raisa. That's a huge deal. What was Tosis Teretz? It's Loish Chiyakla. So we just brought out from the Chuvas Rabbi Kiveger and the Chassam Sofer and the Raid and the Pilpul and the Chumash Torah that Chassam Sofer was Mechabed Rabbi Tzvi Hershchayes. That it comes out from here that it's only as long as it's Loish Chiyakla. But to the extent that it's not Loish Chiyakla, it could be you're not going to have these halachas. So I'll tell you, just be Messiah, my son, the Mincha Shloima. So this is the Sefer Mincha Shloima Masechtes Pesachim, which was written from the Ksav Yad of Reb Shloima Zalman. So it's not a Likud, but it's written, some of it is a Likud, but a lot of it is from the Ksav Yad of Reb Shloima Zalman. So he wrote on this Tosfos, he wrote as follows, V'hine asmach divrei ha-Tosfos anal, hitiru kama poiskim b'mechkoimais t'shchichi cholim. That if a person finds himself in a place where it's shchichi cholim, there are a lot of sick people, u'bimyuchad b'beis cholim, in a hospital, shebevadai shchiach. Over there it's shchiach to have cholim sheyesh b'em sakana. Over there, you could be mekel when it comes to all these surim, said Rav Shlomo Zalman. There's a koyach that teira, doesn't mean you could just do anything, but there's a koyach that teira because it could be all these surah de raisa get downgraded to the surah de rabbanan based on the fact that you have the svar of hoyle. Okay, you have to know what hoyle is. Hoyle is the rabbanan. But let's assume in the worst case scenario, it's an issa de rabbanan. So it gets downgraded from an issa de raisa to hoyle. V'chein dono le'inyan ambulance sheyachzel them koymoi. Right, the shaila is if an ambulance hatzola goes out, can they go back? So there are people that are makel, and he says the cool is that afagafte in a pekuach nefesh lo yachzer. Even though kumid is no pekuach nefesh, if the ambulance is not going to go back, but kiven the shchiach sheyecholo is shchiach, there would be a cholo sheyech beisakana viitzarech lachzer v'lisoya elov v'miachzer l'mkoyma yekel olav adavar. Said halachas were makel, and then he fears ois v'chein donu le'inya mishtara. The same is true as it relates to the mishtara v'od. But either way, this is a psak, halacha l'maisa, Tosis kasha of hoyle, the terrace is lo shchiach klal, but if it's not lo shchiach klal, kubi, we could be mekel by yisurah deiraisa.